Let's get started. So thanks for being here. Today is April 10th, 2019, and we're going to do lesson number 90 called Lengthening the Arms, Sitting Cross-Legged. And we're actually going to do the bulk of the lesson lying, but there will be a few moments of coming up to sit, so not to, get too worried about that. I want to make sure with my battery. In saying that, we always start a lesson lying on your back with your legs long, your arms long down by your side. And we take these first couple minutes to become aware of yourself, right? To check in and ask yourself, how am I today? And what does that mean? So the way to, in a way, examine yourself and to start understanding how you're sensing and feeling yourself is by the contact that you're making on the floor. So the floor gives you an experience, and you check in and ask yourself, how is each shoulder blade? How is each side of my pelvis? How do my legs lie? My arms lie? And then you take it a step further than to start asking yourself questions like, does anything feel sore? Do I have any form of discomfort? Does one side or one leg feel longer, shorter, one side higher, lower? And so you're just checking in, and again, it's just kind of like a deep examination, right? And in this deep examination, it brings you awareness about you, who you are, and how you're experiencing yourself right now. And then lastly, bring some attention onto your spine. So your spine goes from the base of your neck all the way down in between your shoulder blades down to your pelvis, your tailbone. And how do you sense your spine today? Does it feel long? Does it feel kind of short? Any kind of tension? And then slowly and gently roll your head to the right and left. And when you roll your head, like all of our movements, you go slow enough to observe the rolling of your head and if it's easier or more fluid to go to one side compared to the other. Nice. And so what I thought I'd do is with this lesson, that's why, like I always do, I change the lesson somewhat, is to weave it a little bit into what we did last week, even though about half of you weren't here last week. It's okay. Doesn't matter. So we're going to start with that just for a moment. So roll over onto your stomach. So we were working on your stomach with your legs long, and then your arms are long on the floor as well, and your forehead is on the floor. And so the lesson last week, very much like this week, was about extension. What does that mean? Your extensors run along the back side of your back, where your spine is, all the way from your shoulders down to your buttocks. And in this position, what we worked with was starting to lift, for example, the right arm a little bit and feeling the activation in your upper back, and then try the left arm a couple times. Can you do both arms? And you should feel when you do both arms, right, it really goes to the lower back. Right, those are your strongest extensors. Great. And then we did the right leg a little bit. And that goes to the glutes and then the lower back. The left leg. and then both legs. Excellent. Okay. And then one last movement is everything at once. Right? So this is firing the extensors. So that's it. Do that just once or twice more. Nice. So your whole backside tightens. Beautiful. Roll back onto your back and rest. So it's easiest to fire the extensors. So rest on your back. Don't you do that. That is just such a bad habit.
It feels good. Get some creaks out.
Being on your stomach is the easiest way to fire the extensors. Okay? So it's a little more challenging when you're on your back. And the tendency is when we're on our back is to fire the flexors. So that's why I wanted you to sense the extensors, sense what we just did, so that as we continue now into today's lesson, you have an idea of what you should be engaging, okay? So, very much like what you just did on your stomach, continuing to be on your back, you're going to bring your arms above you. That's it. And you're going to start with your right arm and the same idea of thinking of lengthening, but you're not going to lift. You're going to press. So you're going to lengthen the arm and you press the back of the hand a little bit into the floor. And you should feel that in your shoulder blade and upper back. Is that making sense? Right? So if you lift the right arm, you're going to engage the armpit in your chest. Those are flexors. So we don't want to do that. You want to work on pressing. And then try the left arm. Right, so as you're doing the movement, lengthening, pressing, you're really attentive in your mind and thought to your backside. That's it. Beautiful. And now we're going to add in the sides of you, so your rib cage. So we're going to connect the back extensors to the ribs. So you're going to begin to do this by making a fist with your right hand, and then your left hand is going to grab below the wrist, right, where the wrist is, below the fist. And now you're going to use that left hand to pull on the right, and you're going to think of pulling up and then slightly over to the left, right? Which really brings the arm above your head. So really you pull up, not towards the ceiling. Up is towards the back of the room, right? And then a little bit over to the left, which brings it above your head. So you start to feel that the ribs on the right side, right, begin to fan out. The ribs on the left side, that's the arm that's doing the pulling, right, get a little compressive. Are we good? Is that all making sense? So, Corinne, I'm on your case today. So, whenever we do extension, and I really truly believe it's just a bad habit, right? This curling up and taking you to flexion. So what you do is you get all this length. So think of it this way as I'm standing. And if you guys want to watch me. So what she does is, right, so here you are. You're on your stomach. Pretend. I'm on my stomach, right? This is the floor. And I had you do this and this and this, right, and this, right? So you get all this length and everything. The shoulders are back. And as soon as she rolls on her back, she does this. Just wrap your mind around that. Okay? So, if you're standing, do you want to stand like this? Or do you want to stand like this? Just ask yourself thoughts. So
did I undo everything?
You not only undo the firing of the extensors. Yes. Yes. Yeah. So one of the worst things you could do. Okay, let go and rest. Yeah. So that's probably an appropriate use of language. It's not a recommendation that when we have worked on extensors, that you roll onto your back and curl up in a ball and bring your knees to your chest. It's very counterproductive. Unless you want to walk around, bent over, and you want to pop some discs out of your back. Maybe that'll scare you. Okay? So that very movement is what brings discs to pop out. You see too much rounding? This is how discs, they go out this way. The extension? Never. Extension? No. And you can never get enough extension because we're like this. So it's just a bad habit. To me, it's an illusion that it feels good. I think you're just dialed into the habit. That's how most habits are. Because it's just something that you do all the time. So it'd be really great to explore not doing it. Okay, bring your arms above you. Michael's like, move on. Make a fist with the left hand. Petra's probably saying the same thing. Okay, grab that left wrist with the right. Start to pull up and over, right? So when I use the word up, that means towards the back of the room, not up to the ceiling. The ceiling's above you right now. Up is above your head, right? Tell you, one of the things we spend a lot of time, and we should spend more time learning, is use of language. So up, now the ribs on the left side are fanning out, and the ribs on the right side compress a little bit. And is there a difference? Is one side a little easier, right? That's it. Beautiful. Come back, lower your arms, and let's rest. So can you feel that even your line, that you're lying on your back, but you feel the backside engaging? Are we good? So right now, Corinne, just take in how that feels. Okay, so we're gonna work now with the legs, okay? We're gonna start with the right leg. So I'm gonna have you bend your right knee, slide it out to the side, okay? And that's it. And so that your right foot comes up towards your crotch, okay? And then you're gonna straighten it again. And let's just play with this for a few minutes because it tells me how tight you guys are in your hips. So for most of you, all of a sudden there's, except for CJ, who's doing a fabulous job. And so is Michael. You're doing a really big movement, ladies, with your pelvis, right? And so ask yourself, is that necessary? Right, can you just bend the leg out to the side? Yeah. Right, so if it really is necessary to do this huge movement in your pelvis, that tells you how tight you are in the hips. Okay, let's try the same movement with the left side. So keep the right leg long, and let's try the left leg. And again, asking yourself the question, does one side, one leg feel easier, tighter. Right? What does this tell you about you? Beautiful. Okay, straighten the left leg. Let's go back to the right leg. So you're going to bend the right leg, and then I'd like you to keep the sole of your foot up there towards the kind of the inside of the right knee, right? Right, there you go. And now you're going to bend the left knee so that you can bring your right foot and ankle on top of the right knee. Left foot on right knee. Right? What's the title of the lesson? Sitting cross-legged. Okay, but look at what all you guys are doing. Why is your left knee pointed to the ceiling? Right?
That's
where it goes. Right? So take the left leg back down, straighten it, try it again. Bend the left knee out to the side, bring the left foot up, let it rest on the right knee. Beautiful, CJ. There, yeah. You can do like Lynn is. So now she's sliding the foot over to the knee. Beautiful. Okay. Excellent. Uncross them, straighten them, and rest. Whoo, that was a lot of work, huh? Let's try the left side. Let's do the left leg first. Bring the left foot towards the inside of the right knee. Then you bend the right knee out to the side, bring the right foot, that's it, Petra, on top of the left knee, right? And is this way easier, or is it indifferent? They're both pretty tight in the hips. Okay, we'll come back to it. Let it go and rest. And let's bring your arms up again. So lengthen your arms. Let's make a fist with your right wrist. Get a hold with your left hand below. There you go. And legs are relaxed. You're relaxed. You're going to start lengthening and pulling on the right arm. And then start nice, Lynn. Bring it over to the left so that you're opening those right ribs. You're compressing the left side. So Petra, just start to bring it up and then a little bit more over to the left. A little bit more, yeah. See if you can get those ribs to fan out on the right side. So they stick out. That's it. And then they start compressing on the left. And then what are you doing with your head? So do you allow your head to go with the movement or is it staying in the center? So I'd like you to try both. I'd like you to let the back of your head slide with the arms and then see what it's like if you keep it in the center. Nice, Michael. That's it, Lynn. Beautiful. Notice your breath and your breathing as you do this. Come back. So I apologize, Petra. It seems like I'm not being very clear. So you do the movement and then you come back, right? So you're like this and you do a movement and then you always come back to the beginning. You never do it and hang out there. That's called a stretch. And so Feldenkrais is not about stretching, but it's about experiencing the movement. So every time that you come back and go over again, you go, oh, can I go a little bit further? And what is it like if my head goes with it? What if my head doesn't go with it? Right? There you go. So my apologies for not being clear. Did I lose you, Corinne? That's it. Okay, let it go. Let's rest again. Rest. Okay, let's try the arms one more time. Let's bring them up. Make a fist now with the left hand. Get a hold with the right hand. Right, and you're going to bring that left hand up and over. Again, you're going to involve the head, and then you're going to try not involving the head. You're going to involve the ribs. So now the ribs on the left side expand, and they compress on the right side. And then pay attention. Can I touch you? Is that okay? Can your legs be like that? Just relax. Relax the legs. Right, so the rest of you, can the rest of you be soft? Your jaw, your eyes, is there any extra tension? Your toes, your feet? Beautiful. Come back to the center. Let's rest your arms again. Okay, so from here, you're going to bend both knees and bring them to standing. And we've done this movement that we're going to do in a moment before, but let me describe it. It's a little bit unusual. So again, your legs are standing. And what you're going to do is you're going to get a hold of your head. So this is that one where you spread the fingers apart. Thumbs are usually in front of the ears, the fingers wrapping around your skull, right? Because you're going to lengthen your head on the floor. So you do not lift, right? You're lengthening your head on the floor up towards the back of the room. So you're learning how to create a grip. This, another way of thinking of it is traction, right? So there should be no tilting of your chin. No lifting of the back of the head. So try not to get along your jaw. Yeah, think here. Right here, this part of your hand. Forget about your thumbs. They're just light. This is light. This is your skull, right? So I'm like, see, I'm lengthening. So you guys, the bulk of the lengthening is the back side of your head, right? Your skull. So when you put too much pressure right here by your ears, that's where your jaw attaches. You're going to give yourself jaw pain, right? And then you start doing things of shortening in your neck. Okay, so even some of you are too strong on the side of your head. Okay, I want the back side. So let your thumbs move away from your head. You guys are going to squeeze your head off. Lord. Remember when we did this before and once we got it? Okay, this is hard. Let's pause. This will bring us to the next thing. Roll to your side and come up to sitting. And sit with your legs crossed. And then you can all ask Stella Bella, why is it so much easier to sit with your legs crossed now that you're up?
It's not easier.
Okay. Now, I know I've got some advantage here. Get a hold, right? So the best I can do is show you my hand. But you're using in here, right? Let your thumbs relax. I don't want any pressure along the front side here. Any pressure here, you'll give yourself a tension headache, right? The bulk of your head, do you understand, is on the back side, right? This is your head. Back here. This is very delicate. You be nice there. So here's where I lift. I don't really use my thumbs, right? Here. And I'm thinking up now for me, because I'm standing up is towards the ceiling. And I get all this length here. There's none of this. There's not this. Ah! See, I know when you get it. CJ's rocking it. You got it now, don't you, Nia? Right? So this is where the weight is back here. It is so funny for people. They don't know their head. Get to know your head. It's probably because it gets lost with all that hair. There, you got, that's nice, Petra. So then can you take it all the way down your back, right? So you're lengthening up, like all the way to the pelvis, right? Okay, and what do you feel? The extensors. Are we getting tired? Okay, rest your hands, change the crossing of your legs. So notice how you first sat up and then change them. I knew we needed to work with the crossing of the legs. So we're gonna continue with the crossing of the legs next week. But this was just kind of like, I was suspicious that doing too much line on your back was gonna be hard. So with your legs different, bring your hands back up and see if you can get that lengthening. Just once or twice, like just see if you can grab it, right? Get a hold of it all the way down to your pelvis. Now, Corinne, if anything should feel good, this should feel good. This should feel like, oh my gosh, could my spine really feel this long and light? And then can you keep your head up there and let your arms down? What does that require? Extensors. So when your extensors are weak, what are you going to do? You're going to collapse, right? So the whole point of doing this is to create an experience for you of firing the extensors, giving your muscles some muscle memory of, oh, let's wake up the extensors. And even on the front side, can you feel how your rib cage lifts? You get long on both sides. And then kind of the game, I like, you know, it's a game. That's it. Can you lower your hands without this turning to mush and jello? Yeah, try it one more time and then we'll take a rest. You guys are doing great. How are you doing, Petra? Is it Petra?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Petra.
Petra, I'm sorry. I know. I want to say Petra and it's Petra. Yeah, I'm sorry, it's me. Sometimes, you know, isn't it funny how saying certain...
Or if you know someone,
right, exactly. I'm so used to pronouncing it the other way. But I don't want to seem disrespectful. So I love doing this. I mean, I could just walk around, people would think I'd be strange. But holding on to that feeling, right? Rest on your back. So why do we lose that feeling? Corinne has the answer for this. Why do we lose that feeling? Lie on your backs and rest. And we'll continue with the legs. Lynn? Somebody? Why do we lose it? Right, and what do all those things do? They all bring us forward. And so we get weak, hence bringing the legs into rounding, right? All the rounding makes them weak, right? Okay, so let's go back to the legs. So let's try this. Let's bend your legs and start with your legs in a standing position. I always like it when things are difficult. Isn't that... In some crazy way, it's wonderful. So when things are difficult for you guys, it makes me think more. And then I have to be more and more creative about the lesson. And I love that. I'm just a nutcase. Okay, so the legs are standing. So we're gonna go back to the right leg. And you're gonna tilt the right leg out to the side from this position. And could you slide the right leg behind the left heel? Into the gap. And we're gonna go to those lessons. They're called Into the Gap. So you slide it in and out, and then bring that right leg back up to standing. Nice, Michael. And then you bring it back up to standing. So you start standing, and then can you just, with a gentle ease, you let the right leg, so you don't drop it like, you know, right? You just gently lower it, there's control. You slide the right foot behind the left. You slide it in and out a couple times, and then you bring the right leg back up to standing, right? Right, this is so much easier, right? Isn't it? It's easier when the left leg is standing. And make sure that you're breathing. So I think sometimes some of you are holding your breath.
Is it important that we keep the left hip down?
Very good question. In time, you want to keep the left hip quieter. Not all the way down, but you want to keep your left foot in contact with the floor, the left knee up to the ceiling. So if the only part that moves is a little bit of the pelvis that lifts, that's okay. Excellent. Bring the right leg back up. And let's try the same thing with the left leg, right? So can the left leg gently come out to the side? So it's a controlled movement. And then you slide the left foot behind the right heel. Right, and then again, once you begin with this side, you repeat the movement, right? You slide it a couple times, bring it back up to standing, and again, you're inquisitive. You're curious. How is this side? Is this side easier? Is this side harder, tighter? Do you like doing this side better, right? There's even an enjoyableness, right, with what we're doing. So when something feels easier, it's more enjoyable, isn't it? We like easy. That's it. Beautiful. Okay, so now let's come back to the leg standing. We're going to try another variation. So now the right knee from this position, so to speak, starts to tilt out to the right, but you're going to bring the right foot on top of the left knee. So place the right foot on top of the left knee, and can you, I call it like a butterfly. So you have a butterfly weight. Oh, so Michael, you've got to keep your other leg standing, but you're doing great. Keep the left leg standing, and you're going to butterfly the right knee. So you let it come in, you let it come out. Because we're supposed to have butterflies right now. We're not supposed to have more snow. You know, Stella likes the snow. I want butterflies. That's it. And then from here, can you let that right ankle slide off and slide to the floor and slide behind the left leg? Right, and then it goes in and out behind the left leg a couple times, and then you bring it up, back up to the left knee. So just go through that variation a couple times. And now those hips are getting nice and easy. That's it. Beautiful. And then eventually bring that right leg to stand when you finish kind of your series of wherever you're at. And then we're going to go, so once your legs are standing, you're going to go to the left leg. And so the left knee starts to come to the side so the left foot can go on top of the right knee. Beautiful, Michael. And then you butterfly the left knee. And then you will slide it off and it'll go underneath behind the right ankle into the gap, the space, slide it in and out, and then you bring it back up to the right knee and butterfly it again. Notice your breath and your breathing. Beautiful. Let's rest your legs for a moment. Right? It's kind of crazy out. It's not kind of, it's crazy out. The only good thing about what's occurring, this snow, is calming the pollen down. But of course, that's just then going to be on delay. It'll come back, right? Okay, we're going to bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and you're going to get a hold of your arms now above you. So we're now going to combine things. You're going to make a fist with your right hand, get a hold with your left, okay? And you're going to start to pull with that, and then you're going to bring your right foot back up to your left knee. And see how that helps. Okay, so you start to pull on the right wrist, you fan out the ribs to the right, and maybe, just maybe, the right knee and wants to go a little bit more to the right. So I'll let you even take the left knee over to the right. So it's as if your legs in this configuration start to tilt to the right. Nice. Beautiful, guys. Yeah. And feel the extension. So now you're getting lots of extension with a little bit of side bending and a little bit of rotation. And the other wonderful thing about extension is it just feels good, right? It just feels so good to lengthen and open yourself up. Right? Sometimes you don't even know how compressed you are. You don't know till you start experiencing something else, right? How do you know? Beautiful. Do that just a couple more times and then we'll take a rest. So I know I make reference to Stella Bella. She's my great learning tool now. You guys, she just keeps on making great changes, and I make great changes with her. Okay, let's rest it. We have our big trip next week. She gets to fly the friendly skies again. We're taking her to Scottsdale, visit Grandma and Grandpa. Then we're doing a road trip. We've got all kinds of trips planned for her. Okay, so we're going to try the other side. Let's bend your knees. Bring your arms up. Let's make a fist with your left hand. Get a hold of it with your right. Right, let's just start with this movement so you get familiar of lengthening with the right arm, getting those, or the left arm. You're using the right arm to lengthen the left side. You're fanning out the ribs on the left side. Right? And then you're going to put the left ankle on the right knee. And then you're going to start to, as you pull, slightly tilt, letting the whole leg configuration, it can start to go over, beautiful, to the left. So you get this extension with some side bending, rotation, right? And just, you know, just watching the expression on everybody's face, I can tell, right? It feels good. Like, oh, I want more of this. Right? And that's one of the beauties about the method and these classes, these lessons, right? Whether you revisit them online or just go home and play with some of the stuff we do, is you get such a wonderful feeling and experience for yourself. Length feels good. That's it. Just continue doing that a few more times. So how could you evolve the movement? right? Is there a little more opening in the hip or the ribs or the armpit or the back of the head, right? Right, so there's this next level, right? There's just continuous, you know, it's just this ironicness in life, right? The one thing that is consistent and continuous is change, and often that's the hardest thing for us, right? But just, so how can it progress? How can it change a little bit? Change is good. Nice. Come back and let's rest again on your back. Lower your arms, your legs. Okay, so let's go back to bending both of your knees, and let's go back to getting a hold of your skull and the idea of lengthening. Let's see if that is a little different, if somehow it's easier, more available. Get a hold of your skull, lengthen up. Can you feel that all the way down? How does that affect your breath and your breathing? Make sure you're not holding your breath. Good. Pause from that again. Bring your arms down, lengthen your legs. And then let's revisit the legs as they're long. So let's just see what it's like now to bend the right knee out to the side, bring the sole up to the inside, then lift the left leg, bring the left foot on top of the right knee, sitting, you know, or lying on your back with your legs open. That's it. Okay. And now can you stay there for a moment? Bring your arms above you. Make a fist with your left hand. Get a hold of it with the left hand fist. Get a hold with the right and start to pull on that left side. See if that helps open the left hip a little bit. Breathe. Open your back. Good, Corinne. Nice. Nice, Lynn. Good. Okay, let that go. Let the legs go, straighten them, bring the arms down, rest. And now let's try the other way. So bend your left leg, bring the sole of the left foot to the inside of the right knee. Bring the right foot on top. Bring the arms above you. Make a fist with the right hand. Get a hold. Pull that right arm. Let the right knee open up. Excellent. Let it go. Let's rest one more time. We're just going to do one more movement. Okay, let's come up to sitting. So sit however you're most comfortable with your legs crossed. Get a hold of your head. And let's lengthen up and see if you can get that nice length. Remember, that's it. Petra, I know I'm not saying it right, but I'll someday.
You just think you have to pay.
Petra, thank you. Something. That's it. You guys are getting it now. Now, can you do the length and bring the arms down and remain sitting? Ha! So in this, right, there's also this experience, just stay there for a moment, right, of power. Right? So when we feel strong, we kind of feel powerful, right? It's this blend, right? When we get all, this doesn't feel very powerful when we collapse, does it? Nice. Okay, let it go. Rest one more time on your backs. So if there was a homework this week, is finding the length and Corinne avoiding curling up in a ball. Finding your length again. And in the length, finding the power so you can even do this standing, which we're going to do in a moment. So, sense how you feel lying on your backs now, right? Rolling your head to the left and right and how that feels. And then rolling to your side, come to sit, come to stand. And then we're going to try this same thing in standing.